Juno Afternoon is made possible with support from Sentinel Coffee, serving Southeast with locally roasted, organic coffee and door-to-door delivery. More at sentinelcoffee.com. I'm your host today, Shelley Delaney. My next guests are Irene Morris and Ryan Scott, here to talk about Wildlife Wednesday, presented by Alaska Wildlife Alliance. Welcome.
Thank you.
Yes. Hello. Thanks for being here. Irene, we'll start with you. What's new with the Alaska Wildlife Alliance? Working on anything apart from the lecture series you'd like to share?
I can't think of anything right now except that we're always looking for new members and board members, too. You know, we did finish up with the Mark David Mitchell trial. We're happy with how that came out. We are looking forward to the next legislative session. We'll be looking at any type of bills that come up regarding Alaska Wildlife and following those. But for right now, I guess we have a little hiatus. But we do have the education program, the Wildlife Wednesday, so it's going to be really good tonight.
Good. Well, in the meantime, enjoy some enjoy your hiatus, enjoy some downtime, some breathing room. Session will be here before we know it. Ryan Scott, you're tonight's speaker, and you're also the assistant director at the Division of Wildlife Conservation. Tell me a little bit about what that entails.
Well, thanks for having me, and thanks to Irene and the Alaska Wildlife Alliance for giving me a call and asking me to help out tonight. I primarily work on regulatory issues at this point, Board of Game, Federal Subsistence Board, so hunting and trapping type regulations. However, I've spent most of my wildlife career, all of my wildlife career here in Juneau, and a lot of it had to do with bears. So we're going to talk about what it potentially is like for young bears to transition into adulthood.
That's interesting. Like you mentioned, the focus is on yearling black bears. What interests you about them? How long have they been a focus for you?
So, you know, it's definitely not something that I chose. Maybe it's better to say that I got lucky. And I just happened to be in a time and a place where I've had lots of interactions with not only young black bears locally here in the Juneau area, but young bears in general in various places in Southeast Alaska. A lot of it, what we'll talk about, is going to be my observations and some of the things that I've learned about young bears and have seen them do and the lessons they learn in life and the starting blocks, the basics, the lessons and the learning period, and what does it mean for them to be successful.
Mm. Any memorable encounters that you'd like to share?
Lots. You know, I think that as far as young bears go, there really have been so many. Especially considering the local black bear population, it's hard. I can't think of one right off the top of my head, I guess. But several years ago, it seemed like thousands and thousands of tourists downtown. And there was a female with three yearlings wandering around. And she was pretty easy. You know, she wasn't aggressive or anything else. She really just wanted out of the way. The yearlings, they wanted it out of the way, but they were very curious. Mm. And with all the people and the bears mixing, it was interesting to watch them show that curiosity and their behavior. But I also thought it was really a wonderful opportunity for people to see how bears react and what bears do. It all worked out great. They went up on the hill and called it good, and the people got a great opportunity to see bears.
Are yearlings often with their mothers still?
Yeah, they are. Typically, especially early spring.
So you don't often encounter a yearling on its own?
That's not accurate either.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, and that'll be a large part of our discussion tonight. At a certain point, the cubs / yearlings, they need to separate from the females so they can breed and have the next litter. And that's a trial and tribulation time for them. You know, there's lots of challenges. They get the basics of being a bear when they're young, when they're cubs of the year with their moms, but then they get out on their own and they've got to learn some hard lessons in life.
How would the average member of the public know if they have encountered a yearling? What are some physical characteristics of a yearling?
That's a great question, and sometimes really hard to tell. Cubs of the year are typically just small. That's the best way to look at it. Yearling bears or subadult bears in general, they'll be a little bit bigger. Cubs of the year will be 25, 30, 30 pounds midsummer, let's say. Yearling bears will be pushing 60 to 80. So they're going to be taller, but their body just looks different. They've got these giant, goofy-looking ears, and they got these long, lanky legs. And, you know, they don't look like fully mature, filled-out adult bears. But they're certainly separated in size from cubs of the year or these big adult bears.
Are they particularly dangerous?
No, they aren't. They more often than not, they do get themselves into a lot of trouble.
They're mischievous.
That's exactly right. oftentimes they don't mean to. They just get themselves into a pickle, and it's part of that transition and part of that learning. You always have to be respectful of bears, period. Mm-hmm. Really, it doesn't matter if we're talking about cub bears or, you know, big adult male bears. But more often than not, they're a curiosity-driven critter, and they do find themselves into weird spots. But I would never classify them as more dangerous than anything else.
Is a mama bear with a yearling dangerous, or does she figure it can kind of look out for itself at that point?
Well, that's a good question. And, you know, this topic, the transition years for bears is kind of – it's an interesting topic, and it's kind of tough because there's not a lot of empirical data to go to and dig up and talk about. So you talk more about observations. Again, I would come back to saying you've got to be respectful of, you know, the adult females and the yearlings as well. Sometimes yearlings get a little poofy in the chest when mom's around. Doesn't make them more dangerous, but they do. They can push the limits and things like that. And she's always, you know, that's a maternal instinct. You know, she's going to keep them out of trouble and be protective. But again, not necessarily more dangerous than anything else.
That's pretty interesting. I can see why they would be a subject of study. There's a lot of questions. So, what are you going to be covering in your talk tonight? And will you have pictures and video and things like that?
Yeah, lots of pictures. Like I said, you know, I've been very fortunate over the years to be involved with young bears and see some of them from when they were brand new cubs of the year, transition through yearling stages and sub-adult stages on into adult stages. We'll cover some real basic bear biology and bear basics is what I call it. And then we'll go through a series of scenarios, and I'll try to relate these back to there'll be photographs, things like that. People can see what we're talking about and then relate back to the lessons that I think bears are learning, you know, through these experiences that they're having, and relate it back to just being bears. You know, again, what does it mean for a bear to be successful as an adult?
Excellent. Well, thanks very much for that information.
Yes, ma'am.
Ryan Scott, speaker tonight at Wildlife Wednesday. Irene, would you share the details about when and where we can see this talk?
Okay. And I really encourage everyone to come see Ryan because we live with bears here and he has so much knowledge. He is my favorite bear person to talk to. And you'd have a lot. I always have lots and lots of questions for the bears that I see both when I worked at the glacier and at home. So tonight's program is at 7 o'clock at the UAS Lecture Hall. We will have cookies as usual and other snacks. So hope to see you there. And I also want to mention that we won't be having a January Wildlife Wednesday because that lands on January 1st, which we wouldn't be able to. So the next one we will be having will be February 5th.
Oh, well, I'll miss you next month. You and all the
I'll come in.
charming friends that you bring by. So we'll just have you in just for fun, Irene. All right, great. So that's tonight, 7 o'clock, and a great place to find out more information, akwildlife.org.
Thank you.
Yeah, thank you both for being here today.
Thanks for having
us. Have a great talk tonight.
Thank you.